This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So imagine the White House has called, said to the president, wants you to come for a meeting. You get there this morning, they take you downstairs, maybe way downstairs, I don't know. People swipe their ID cards, maybe there are biometric measuring devices, I don't know. And all of a sudden, some door whooshes open, and you're in the Situation Room, the real one, not the one with Wolf Blitzer. You look around, and it's you and a bunch of fellow defense and technology company CEOs there to talk cybersecurity. This has been a week heavy on digital threats in Washington. Intelligence, defense, and counterterrorism officials have been sounding the alarm in speeches and on Capitol Hill. Today, in fact, the White House welcomed Beijing's willingness to hold talks on cyber threats. But in the meanwhile, there was that meeting in the Situation Room today. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more now on the business of businesses at the front line of national security.
One clear impact of the White House cybersecurity push is pressure on business to do more. Attorney Stuart Baker is a former senior official at the Homeland Security Department. He just met with Silicon Valley execs who are feeling the heat.
Their boards of directors are asking questions about their cybersecurity and whether they've had intrusions and how they've responded to them. And that's a direct result of the kinds of publicity we're seeing for these attacks.
America's top cyber commander said yesterday there have been 140 attacks on Wall Street firms in the past 6 months. Whether it's companies or governments, figuring out the right budget for digital defense is tricky. You never really know when you've spent too much. You only know if you've spent too little when you get hacked. Experts don't even agree on how much is being spent now.
$18 billion. Another number says it's $60 billion.
Jim Lewis is a cybersecurity expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says for all they spend, companies aren't even doing the simple things right. Boring stuff like managing passwords and updating software.
This is not rocket science. That'll remove about 80% of the successful attacks.
So who should pay? Companies argue the government should take more of the burden. Tom Field is VP at Information Security Media Group, a trade publisher. He hears from a lot of frustrated execs.
There's a sense that you want the government to come in and secure the cyber borders the same way the physical borders are secured.
Of course, taxpayers may not be too thrilled to pay for the security of private companies. We may not know what the tab will be, but it won't be cheap. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.